Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
They call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And Big Shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today is beautiful Big Shot, BBB.
What's up?
What's going on? And we're joined in by Rule 3 host, Jeffrey.
What's going on, man?
What's up?
Good to be here on a Thursday.
It is. Football Thursday. We're getting ready for week 3 of the NFL season. Oh, 4, thank you. Week 4 of the NFL season and week 5 of college football. And Major League playoffs are getting ready to start in baseball. But first, let's go to our dummies of the week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolina's dummy of the week. I feel like we should change this and make it Joseph Randall and Greg Hardy, dummy of the week.
I mean, it could be a lot of names. The Johnny Manziel Award. There's a few people we could attach to the dummy award.
So, do you have any dummies?
Oh, I got Terrell Pryor. After earlier this week on Instagram, you know, the Browns are 0-3. They look like they might go 0-16. Terrell Pryor tweets out, "Yeah, man. We have a chance to win the rest of every game for the rest of the season."
You took one of mine.
D'Angelo Williams hollers back and says, "Dude, what world are you living in?" That isn't the exact quote, but
he said, "You must be talking about Ohio State."
Yeah, there it is.
Why would you say,
would you say
13-3?
They do have.
He said
the
they could go 13-3
to win out.
He says we have the talent and the players.
What talent?
Win the rest of these games that's on the schedule.
You know what that is?
You know you still play Pittsburgh twice?
That's him trying to get the starting quarterback job. That's all he's trying to do.
He could do throw it to himself?
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well.
Well, I mean, it worked for them this past week. I mean, he scored when he was in the game.
I like it.
Pittsburgh, Washington, all you got to do is shut down Terrell Pryor.
Hey, Josh Gordon's coming back. Okay. Gonna be something else.
Not yet. It's next week, right?
Next week. Next what I'm saying.
No, he comes back against New England.
Oh, can we, by the way?
Oh, yeah, it is next
week. All I have to ask, the NFL for scheduling the Cleveland Browns for the New England Patriots the week Tom Brady comes back. Really? Come on, man.
They wanted to give him a cupcake to warm up to. You know, college football teams do it all the time. He needs a tune-up game. He had no preseason. I mean, limited preseason.
All right, my dummy of the week is, I think this just came out today, almost hours ago. But Jose Aldo, look, man, I know you're like upset that Conor McGregor whooped your ass, but don't sit here and tell me that you want to get out of your contract with the UFC because you can't fight Conor McGregor. We've been down that road. You lost.
10 seconds.
10 seconds. Straight left or right hook. I don't even.
Right,
you don't even remember because you got knocked out. Okay, we've been down that road. All right, just let it go. You're not going to leave the UFC. Don't try to sound hard. Just stop. Stop.
If you want a shot at Conor, go win some fights. Get back in the octagon and go win.
Show everybody why you were at one point considered the pound-for-pound best technical fighter in the UFC. Because you're not showing it to me now. You're never going to show it to me again, probably. So get off of it. Go home. You're not leaving the UFC. Get your money. Do your thing.
Go home. Go Who? So.
I got to give one to the bozo that called out Conor McGregor at the press conference.
The Did guy you? He's fighting?
No. They were at some press conference, and Conor, and they said, who's your next? You know, the guy said, I'm the best fighter, you know, there is, and Conor won't fight me. And then Conor's like, who are you? And not in those words. But Conor McGregor, by the way, is the best smack talker in sports right now.
He's the smack talker Skywalker.
Yeah, pretty much. Some dummies of the week I got. Klay Thompson's dog, Rocco. He craps on Dodger Stadium field in background of on-air interview.
Nice. That's great. He was marking his territory.
Dude, this is Dodger Stadium.
Or he was just saying what we all believe over here, that the Dodgers ain't
Hey, we won the division.
That was a terrible division.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is the interview ESPN was doing with Klay Thompson. His dog just walks up and takes a squat.
I mean, that's a good looking bulldog, too, man.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And when you got to go, you got to go. I learned that in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Even if you get ate by a dinosaur.
Greg Hardy arrested for cocaine possession.
Somebody put that in his wallet.
Oh, my gosh.
He was set up.
Oh, my gosh.
Nicole Holder got him.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Nelly put it in there.
Blue Jays.
It's a plot.
Blue Jays right-handed pitcher Jokon Benoit suffered torn calf muscle while running in from bullpen during brawl Monday night.
Oh, my God.
Really, dude?
I'm sorry. I've said Scott Van Pelt says this all the time, and I agree. If you're so mad and you're going to get into a brawl and you're running in from the bullpen, don't run next to the dudes that you're going to fight when you get to the infield. Just scrap in the outfield. That way you don't tear your hamstring or pull your hamstring or whatever.
I know y'all probably seen this, but a Yankees fan proposes to his girlfriend and loses the ring.
Yes.
Dude, this is why I don't like proposes at a sporting event.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like,
hey, they got nice on ESPN restaurant. The next morning.
Yeah, for Worked looking out. Like a clown because he lost the diamond ring. Did they find it?
Yeah, they found it.
It was in her pants leg.
Oh, lucky.
They looked everywhere. It was right there in her pants leg.
He was trying to get in her pants already.
He was nervous. You know, he pulled it out. She says, yes, so I'm in Yankee Stadium. It's on TV, on Yes Network. And, oh.
Every time, and this is bad of me, I guess I'm a butt for this, but every time I see somebody do this at a game, I'm like, I hope they say no, just to see their expression.
Oh, it's happened.
Oh.
Because okay. What are you going to do for the rest of the game? You going to sit there with the girl?
As much as those tickets cost, I'd be like, hey, girl, you got to go.
You ain't getting no more nachos? Give me this soda back. I'm confiscating all the food I just purchased. Can I have
I'll take one hot dog. Thank you very much.
Matter of fact, dude, you want to switch seats? You want to have a good time, man? She's a good time, man.
That's messed up.
It's spot her off.
Buffalo Bills fan elbow drops another fan through a table.
That was awesome.
Did you see it?
Yes, that was awesome.
Yeah.
But it's about as dumb as you can get, but it's awesome.
Buffalo
Bills
fans.
They do some wild
fans,
stuff in their parking lot.
They're insane. Of course, Odell Beckham hitting the net. That was great.
I just felt bad for the kicker who was like, man, I got to use that.
In case you didn't see, there's a Mortal Kombat video of him versus the net. So that's really good.
That's hilarious.
That's
great. Boom, hit him in the head.
OBJ.
L.
Go seek some professional help, man. You have issues, emotional issues. He's at a high 1 minute, and then he's super mad the next minute, and then he's breaking down in tears because he's so emotionally worked up the third minute.
Yeah, look for more crying on the sidelines against Minnesota when they get waxed.
Yep. Anyway, that is all my dummies of the week. Y'all got any other ones?
Nope.
That's it? All right. Let's move into the rest of the late games, NFL games. Cowboys at Niners. Dez, of course, has hairline fracture, will not play. His knee. Who's your X factor? Who wins? And please say the 49ers win.
I'm going to go with my X factor is Carlos Hyde, and I'm going with the San Francisco 49ers to beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Damn, are you reading my notes over here? Because I was thinking the same damn thing.
I'm telling you.
Carlos Hyde to get 30 carries and run all over that Cowboy defense.
Yep.
If the Niners win next day, Monday, you better fire Rob Marinelli. I'm just saying.
Why? There's no way. Why?
Because that Niners offense is horrible.
They scored 28 on the Rams.
Dude, it's Blaine Gabbert. All right, there's enough. Gabby Gabbert, come on.
That's why we said Carlos Hyde.
It is going to be Terrence Williams will be the X factor. The Cowboys are going to win. Dax will throw two touchdowns this week, and they will win. Now, I think Alfred Morris is going to have a better game than Zeke, but. Actually, no, I'm going to say Zeke is going to have 100 yards because Fozzie Whitaker had 100 yards against the Niners defense. There's no reason Zeke shouldn't. I'm going Cowboys. Next game, the Rams at the Cardinals. Somebody already said the Rams are going to win.
Upset special of the week. Book it. Upset. L.A. Rams are going to beat the Arizona Cardinals on the strength of that front seven that they have. They're going to get to Carson Palmer, and the one thing Carson Palmer does not deal with well is when he gets hit. They will get to him often, and he's going to turn the ball
so
over.
So you say an upset?
Yeah.
How's an upset when the Rams are
the
division?
The breakdowns, upset alert.
Telling you. Look, okay, they may have a better record, but we all think that Arizona's a better team than L.A. But I'm going with the Rams, 3-1. They're going to put down the Arizona Cardinals and basically end the Super Bowl talk of the Arizona Cardinals. Book it.
Wow. Big shot.
Michael Floyd in the concussion protocol. Carson Palmer looks like crap. Arizona bounces back this week. They bounce back against Jeff Fisher. Bruce Arians at home. Carson Palmer at home. Look for John Brown to maybe have a big game. Or David Johnson. David Johnson's going to get loose. Cardinals at home. Carson Palmer's the X factor. He returns to form. 31-13, Arizona.
Arizona's playing at home. They got embarrassed last week. You know, last time they got embarrassed, they bounced back. They'll do it again. If Jameis can't get more than 7 points against the defense, Case Keenum ain't scoring more than seven. I'm going to say 31-0. It's going to be a shellacking.
They said the Rams are going to score again?
Nope.
Two games out of four?
They might score safety.
Todd Gurley, two touchdowns.
All right. I'm going to go with Arizona and win this game. The next game, the Broncos at the Bucks. Who you got? X Factor, who wins?
For me, it's famous. Can he crack Da Vinci's code, the Denver defense, and carry his team to a needed win on the at home? They can't afford to fall to 1-3 and lose all their home games that they've had so far. Because their only win was in Atlanta, right? Yeah, their only win was in Atlanta. Their two losses have been at home.
Yeah.
They cannot afford to lose.
No, they lost to Arizona on the road.
Was that Arizona?
Yeah,
Arizona.
LA was at home.
LA was at home.
Because they had that delay, the lightning delay or whatever.
Yeah, that was weird for my fantasy. I was like, what's going on?
I think the humidity, the weather change from Denver to Tampa affects Denver a little bit. I think Jameis and them find a way, man.
Whoa.
That's
an upset.
28-24, Tampa Bay.
Who you got?
My X factor is going to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive line, just as most offensive lines should be the X factor against the Denver Broncos. What can you do against them? With that being said, I'm still going to take the Denver Broncos. Probably in a blowout. I'm thinking 24-7.
Tampa, you talk about a team that goes back and forth. 1 week look good, 1 week look bad. I'm going to go with Tampa.
Wow.
And the X factor is, of course, Jameis. He goes as far as they take him. 93% of NFL.com users are taking Denver. So me and Bobby must know something. But I'm going to go with Tampa.
What's up, Sochi? Thank you for watching. We appreciate you.
Trevor, I don't know how good he will do this week, so I can't go with him.
We do play with the Dolls. We have tea parties and everything with them. We love them.
Yeah, man. We eat lunch all the time with them, everything. The next game we're going to talk about, the Sunday night game, or not Sunday night game, the Saints at Chargers. X Factor, who wins?
Man, you said it in your stardoms and sit-ems, and I'm going with the Chargers to score a lot of points. But you know what? The Saints will probably score a lot of points, too. I'm still going to take – you know what? I'm going to go with New Orleans to get their first win. I still think it's going to be a really high-scoring game, probably like 38-31, something like that. But I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints over the San Diego Chargers.
And you're right. They do – both teams do suck. Yep.
That's big time.
Yeah.
Chargers won last week, didn't they?
No, they lost.
They lost to the Colts.
I want to take the Saints, man. Yeah. I think Willie Snead comes back for them and gives them that boost that they were missing Monday night. You could see Drew Brees was needing Willie Snead. It was a couple third down where they needed a completion. He's like, where the hell is Willie Snead? But hopefully he comes back this week. San Diego will lose 44-38.
Well, I'm sorry. That's 3 seconds airtime you won't get back. All right. Have a good day. I'm going to go with the Saints to beat the Chargers. I know I picked the Chargers to have a field day.
Win now.
Yeah. Chargers, Drew Brees playing in San Diego where he used to be, I think, will go out and get
If Keenan Allen was healthy, I'd pick the Chargers.
Or, you see, I think Travis Benjamin is going to be a big difference. But yeah. Still.
I think the Saints' defense didn't help themselves out Monday night. They had a couple penalties that kept them on the field. They allowed Atlanta to score. I think they bounced back this week, too.
Now, Melvin Gordon should have a huge game, but we'll see.
Still no belief in Melvin Gordon.
He's looked good this season so far. The Sunday night game, the Chiefs at Steelers.
Probably never. Because we don't have space for a major league stadium.
Well, the question was, when is Carolina going to get a major league baseball team? I wouldn't say never. I think at some point we may, maybe 5 years down the road.
Yeah, we're in the talks. Yeah. We're in the talks for one,
and that's the main thing. We're in the talks.
Plus, we get high attendance rating at our minor league.
As long as this HB2 law is in effect,
that's a good point.
That has to change,
that's going to keep people away.
Anyways, regarding Pittsburgh and Kansas City, yeah, I'm going Pittsburgh in a rout.
Me too.
Give me Le'Veon Bell.
All three of us have Pittsburgh in a rout.
There's no way they score 3-1 week and play like crap.
Yep.
The following week,
not getting Bell back.
Jamal Charles
is back, but
he's
still
not healthy. He might not get any reps.
Yeah, don't forget Le'Veon Bell's back, so hey. The Monday night game, the Giants at the Vikings. Who y'all got? X-Factor.
Yeah. Wow.
Give me the Vikings, and give me Sam Bradford as the X-Factor. If he can keep playing the way he's playing, I'm going to keep riding out with Minnesota.
I'm taking the New York football Giants.
You're
on
out of
the
your
road.
Mind.
That secondary of Minnesota can be exposed. And
especially
New York
Wayans.
Wide receiver core with Victor Cruz playing the way he is. Larry Donnell shows up over the middle. I don't know what they're going to do with the running back situation.
Yeah, Jennings is questionable.
Is likely not going to play. Vereen's
out for the year almost.
They don't
about.
Have Andre Williams anymore. Maybe they can go pick him back up. I think Eli Manning shows up Monday Night Football. They found a way to get it done. 27-20.
Couldn't be more wrong.
New York football Giants. And I'll be sitting here Monday with my bright orange Clemson Tigers shirt on, grinning.
That's fine.
You're going to be wrong with that one, too. Don't worry.
How can Dez Bryant miss an MRI appointment? It's easy. Dez is
He's an emotional guy. He didn't want to hear.
He didn't want to hear the bad
he
news.
Was going
That's the reason.
He knew he was going to hear.
Because Dez does Dez. That's why.
You know what? He's no different than Odell Beckham or any of these.
He was too busy yoking up his mama again.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
We know he has issues with his moms, man.
He's fine. Stop it. That's low blow. Minnesota's going to win this game. The Giants just does not. They no running back. The defense for Minnesota is just playing lights out. It's the first Monday night game in Minnesota at the new stadium.
And that's so why they should lose.
I look for they're not Dallas.
They won the Sunday
night
game.
They're not Dallas, so relax. All right. Anyway, that is all our games. You can go NFL.com, join our fantasy pick'em group. It's called BSS Carolinas, and see how you do against us.
I got a whopping 0 points.
You still got zero? You ain't joined yet, have you?
I can't. Get in there, man.
We got to figure out why you have.
Hey, your boy, Jeff Legg, 007. That would be me. Second place, only down by 2 games. We'll be taking care of that this week. Don't worry.
Purple People Eaters.
What?
That's the Minnesota Vikings defense name in the 70s.
I am bringing up the back. I'm in fifth place in our group right now, so I've not done too well the last couple
weeks. You're so far behind, I thought you missed a week.
No. Last week, I had 9 losses, okay?
Hey, you know what's funny, though? I do pick'ems with my wife, too. She beat me by, like, 5 picks through the year. So, explain that to me. I don't know.
It's been one of them years, man.
Trust your ladies when you go to Vegas, man.
Yeah.
You bring them to the sporting books. Who you think, baby? Whoever they pick, go with them. Yeah. It's more times than not, they're right.
Don't worry about the spread. Don't worry about none of that. Just say, who you think's going to win?
Who you think going to win? Just put your money on that.
All right.
Well, because if it's not right, then you can blame.
Yep.
You were wrong.
Let's go into Sunshine Players of the Week.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy.
I got a couple.
Huh? You got a couple.
I got a couple.
All right, I do. Oh, did I not tell you?
Nah. Thanks. Join the show. Have no idea what's going on. Awesome.
Let me start.
I told you pre-show.
L.A. Sparks center Nneka Ogumike named the WNBA MVP, 19 points, 9 rebounds. He cut me off mid-sentence over here.
I didn't mean to, sorry.
What happened?
My bad.
Nneka Ogumike, 19-9, 31 of the 39 first-place votes, revitalized the L.A. Sparks, who are now up 1-0 over the Chicago Sky in the semifinal WNBA playoffs. Way to go, Nneka Ogumike. And, of course, Tom Brady. For someone that's being suspended, he is having an awesome time. I would enjoy that suspension in Italy, riding around with your beautiful model wife on the back of speedboats, sunbathing, just living it up. And your team is 3-0. And you know, the second you step back in the locker room, the job is yours. There was never any doubt that Tom Brady wasn't going to get his job back. Fabulous life.
So,
absolutely.
I think I got the gist of this.
Just whoever he's like player of the week, dude.
Tim Tebow, baby.
I was going to say it. Tim Tebow hit his first home run.
Tebow.
I'm telling y'all.
What?
Tebow. Tim Tebow. First at bat, cracked one out the park. Then today, scores 2 runs, goes 2 for 4. That's what I'm talking
about.
Our
interns outside the studio are doing the Tebow kneeling. I just want to point
that
out.
I'm telling you, we could bring it back. I missed it. Give me a second.
Can he do that every time he hits home run?
Yeah. Oh, man. No, because they'll start hitting him with the baseball.
Every time he walks to the batter's box, he's got to
get down, do the Tebow.
Exactly.
Listen, the Mets should call him up for the playoff. I'm just saying. They need a bat.
They need to sell some merchandise.
You know who I can't wait to be on the show again? The real Scott Ely to be here. Because I got to figure out how he's feeling about Tim Tebow hitting home runs for him. This is great. All right, you got any more dummy or any more Sunshine Players of the Week?
Nope, just right. Tebow. Tebow's enough for me.
All right. I got a couple. Matt Ryan named MC Offensive Player of the Month.
Matt Ryan.
Yep. Fletcher Cox named NFC Defensive Player of the Month. He has had a great season so far. A couple other ones. Dodgers give Vin Scully a massive cake in the shape of Dodger Stadium featuring a microphone. Dodgers also clinched their 4th straight NL West crown. Now, if we can do something in the
playoffs. It'll get bounced in the first round.
That ain't going to happen this year. We got the Nats. The Cards are not in the playoffs right now.
I mean, as just a baseball fan, because my team isn't going to make it, I would love to see the Cubs and the Sox. David Ortiz.
No, actually, you know who I would love to see? The Cubs and the Indians.
Give me the Indians.
You want the Windians?
Could you imagine Cubs and Indians in a World
Series?
But this
Big Poppy Ortiz, final year, man.
He's already won championships.
So let him go out with another one. The Indians don't need to win. The Cavs just won.
Well, we're going to talk about some baseball next segment. Wayne Gretzky named NHL Centennial Ambassador as part of the league's 100th anniversary celebrations. Marlins' D. Gordon hits a home run in the first game as Jose Fernandez rounded. After he died, D. Gordon rounded bases in tears. The longest home run he's ever hit.
He said that's the furthest he's ever hit a ball.
Yeah. And it was his first of the season.
Yeah.
Somebody was watching over that baseball, gave it a little extra gas.
And last but not least, the Saints and Falcons unite in a circle after the national anthem before their game Monday night. You want to say class, that was class. That's a great way to come together.
As long as the message stays out there that, hey, police brutality will not be tolerated in this country, no matter your color, race, size, nothing. Let's find a way to make some stuff change, man.
Absolutely. But I think that's a great way. If everybody would do that, that would show unity, and maybe we could fix the problem going on in this nation. It was a great gesture that he did. So there's all our Sunshine Players of the Week. We talked a little bit about college football on the show Monday night. Y'all got anything else to add for that? Getting ready for the Clemson and I didn't even put it down. The Clemson and Louisville game.
Who plays tonight?
Washington and Sanford.
I thought that was Friday. No,
that's Friday night.
Houston. Whoever's going to lose to Houston.
Because, I think they got a cupcake.
UConn.
Yep. Is it UConn?
It's UConn.
Yep.
Houston should score 50
UConn
points.
UConn at Houston.
See that Periscope? Phone off the dome piece.
And Kansas at Texas Tech, if you really care.
Oh, no, not at all.
I didn't think it
nobody rolls with the Big 12.
So, let's talk about the Clemson and Louisville game real fast. Is it another beating?
Yes, Louisville's going to dominate.
Louisville's going to get spanked.
And I'm a Florida State fan, so it actually benefits me more if Clemson wins. So I'm happy either way because I'm either going to be right or I'm going to be happy.
Clemson's going to win, man.
Nope.
You'll be happy.
Louisville's going to win by 17 points.
Louisville is going to win 45-17.
I'm going to get y'all some I Heart Deshaun Watson shirts.
It makes me sad when he agrees with me because then I'm like, man, I think I'm going to be wrong.
The kiss of death.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, listen, I'm telling you, Lamar Jackson has not played a bad game yet. Deshaun Watson has not played. South Carolina State, he played good, but but he's not played a lot of good games yet. Lamar Jackson is a monster.
Why I'm feeling Clemson. They've dealt with a little adversity early in the season. They've found ways to win. You need to be playing your best football middle October through the end of November.
All right. Well, I'm going to go. Me and Jeffrey's got Louisville big. I got Clemson.
The
big.
Tigers, baby, Death Valley. Let's go.
Please let them lose.
But not really.
Yeah.
I don't want Clemson to win.
Just a win any way it goes on.
I'm cool either way. Hey, I hope it's a good game.
It's the last weekend of the Major League Baseball season. I know some of y'all are excited for that.
I'm ready for the postseason to start.
I am ready
for
postseason to start. The Red Sox clinched the East. The Indians clinched the Central. The Rangers won the West. The Blue Jays lead by 2 games. The wild card. The O's lead. Actually, they won last night, so they are clinching the second wild card team. So it should be the O's and Blue Jays. The Mariners are 2 games back. They won't catch up in 3 games. In the NL, you got the Nationals won the East. The Cubs won the Central. The Dodgers won the West. The Mets are 1.5 games ahead of everybody else. The Giants are the second wild card team. So right now, if the playoffs started, it would be the Indians as the 3-seed against the Red Sox in the AL. The Rangers would face the winner, the Blue Jays and O's. The NL, the Dodgers, the 3-seed would be against the Nationals, the 2. And then the Cubs, the 1-seed against the winner, the Giants and Mets. Who you got in the AL and NL in the World Series as of right now?
Cubs and Indians.
Man. I picked the San Francisco Giants to start the season, and I think they're going to get that second wild card spot, and I'm going to still roll with them. The Giants.
You think the Giants are going to roll into Chicago and beat the Cubs?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely. Let's go with the Giants and the Red Sox. There's something going on magical in Boston right now. I think the Giants and the Red Sox.
Don't forget, the last two times the Red Sox have won this division, they've won the World Series. Not saying it's going to happen. It won't happen this year.
I can't believe I'm picking the Red Sox because I'm a Yankees fan. But I have so much respect for David Ortiz, man.
Well, good for you. I am going to go – I'm trying to see here. It's real simple. Dodgers in the NL. We're going to beat the Nationals, and then we're going to beat the Cubs because I still – even though the Cubs are the best team in baseball right now, I got the Dodgers beating the Cubbies and playing – I'm going to say the Red Sox in the World Series. And it's going to be Dodgers-Red Sox World Series, and the Dodgers win. You talking about somebody that's got something special. We have had more injuries than any other team in the history of baseball, and we're still the three seed in the NL with – our best pitcher not playing for 2 months, you want to talk about something special. I'm telling you, Yasiel Puig looks like the old Yasi that came in that started years ago.
The National League just don't have a lot of good teams, man. They got the beef up on those non-hitting, non-scoring, non-pitching teams, getting them dubs.
Really? We're the one, we swept the Red Sox when we played them. All right. We beat the – who else did we beat? The Indians. We won a series against them. And you're saying we beat up
– y'all beat up – y'all been eating y'all cupcakes and getting fat. Come on now.
Dude, we've had no pitching besides Clayton.
Y'all got to play the Rockies, the Padres, the D-backs.
You're being a hater today. Big Shot's being a hater today.
Because my Yankees ain't in the postseason, man. Damn, I'm pissed.
I know.
I hate that. Come on, New York. We got to get better. Bryce Harper, Mike Trout, can we get them in the same year?
All right, let's go into two words. You got anything to add, Jeffrey, on baseball? You good?
I forgot that my favorite team was in the playoffs, so I might change my pick.
The Indians?
No, the Nationals.
Oh, dude, that's going to be a sweep.
I like the Pirates and the Nationals. Those are my two favorite teams.
Oh, okay.
Really, I just like Bryce Harper and Andrew McCutchen. So. All
right. Are you changing them? Before we get
no, I'm still going to go with the Cubs. Right. Just old military buddy.
All right. Let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right. Two words for you this week. I haven't told you what this – just two words to describe what categories I tell you.
Okay.
Kurt Angle said he was taking 65 Vicodin a day at the height of addiction. 65 Vicodin.
Hot damn.
Liver failure.
How are you alive? I know it's three, but wow. Kevin Garnett career. He called it quits.
Hall of Fame.
Baller.
Big ticket, right?
Big ticket.
The kid, whatever you want to call him.
Vin Scully calls his last Dodger game this weekend.
The GOAT.
Come back.
Man, he's like 89 years old.
So?
87.
So? Can he still speak? Can't y'all get him to Dodger Stadium?
No, if you listen to his stories, all right, I have never heard one person call a game and just by yourself, all right? He never has him, but he's never had anybody else beside him during a game for color commentary. It's just him. But he'll hold your attention. He might talk about the dirt in the infield or the tree in the outfield or something, but he will talk to you for a sad day, man. This has been my childhood guy since, you know, watching Dodgers all the time. Sad day. Ex-Saint player Joe Horn called Roger Goodell the Vladimir Putin of the NFL. Compares Goodell to Putin.
Joe who?
You don't remember Joe Horn?
Joe Horn was actually a really good player.
I know.
Cell phone. That's my.
He was a Saint, though, so. No Saints. I think he wore number 87 in your program. 84, 87, but Joe who? It'd be relevant if it was from a current player.
Yeah.
A player.
Yeah, who cares?
A player that didn't even play when Roger Goodell was instated.
Who cares? Exactly. Who cares?
Joe.
Who?
All right.
The Pats may be down to their fourth-string quarterback after Brissett thumb injury. Pats quarterback situation.
Who cares?
Next man.
Necessary roughness. You need to go out and get Scott Baio. No, Scott Baio. Oh. Not Scott Baio. God, what is
Adam Sandler?
Bakula. Scott Bakula.
He go get Matt Saracen from Keanu Friday Night Reeves.
Lights. Well, no,
you don't, get a replacement.
You don't remember Necessary Roughness though. They went out and got Scott to play, and he was 40-year-old freshman in college. Well. But boy, he's slinging. That's who you need to go get. Stork movie.
Download.
Never heard of it.
Really? Stork movie, man. Looks pretty good.
It's not made by Disney. I don't care.
No, it's an anime. It's
DreamWorks. It ain't Disney.
All right, it's DreamWorks. Seeing on Friday. Jack Bell is signing with the Bears.
No run. Because I got Jordan Howard, and I need Jordan Howard to get as many freaking touches as possible.
Beefcake. He's fat, dude.
That's why he was cut by the line. Fat ass.
Yeah.
I thought he was a line. It was more than two.
I didn't know he was gone. I didn't know he left the Lions.
I didn't do it.
No, he's a Cub. He was downgraded.
Orlando to host ACC championship football game.
Bull crap.
Thanks, McCrory.
Thanks, Roberts. She's got more blame than he does.
Well, she started it.
No.
This ain't a politics show.
No.
But.
No, she started it. But I'm... Why Orlando is my two words, because there's no ACC teams in Orlando.
They did a really good job with the Ole Miss Florida State game. There was a lot of good positive vibes from it. Plus, it's the next big city besides Atlanta.
In the South.
Yeah. And Atlanta has the SEC championship that weekend anyway, so they can't do it.
So you got to go to Orlando because you're not going to go north
in
December.
And you want to entice these ACC schools, whoever's coming out of the coastal, to get waxed. Before they go to their bowl game, to spend some money to come to the ACC championship game. Right. Spend some money to come to Orlando.
Ryback in talks with Bellator MMA.
Who?
Ryback.
Who is Ryback?
The big guy.
Feed me more.
I know I ain't seen him. Why they haven't been feeding him crap?
He was released by WWE. He asked for his release.
Because he sucks.
Because he's a whiny.
So now he's going to MMA Bellator.
CM Punk, that's my two words. Same thing is going to happen to CM Punk. He's going to get
big guy. This is an entertainment. You're going to get an octagon and get beat up.
Feed him more. Keep feeding him because he's going to get his butt whooped. Conor McGregor to fight light heavyweight champion Eddie Alvarez at UFC 205.
Floyd Mayweather. I'd rather see that fight.
Double champ.
Great talker. Disney on Ice.
Can't wait.
Super fun.
Watching football.
I guess I can't have a drink or two before I go in there, huh?
Oh, I did. I took the light rail, though. So
I mean, I didn't plan on driving, but I didn't want to smell like booze around with my kids with me. But
get some gum at the CVS and Epic Center. You'll be all right.
True. Sure that.
You could do that. All right, let's go in Bon Voyage.
I would say Bon Voyage.
Of course, we're going to start with this week's episode of BSS Carolinas. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for joining us for the Rule of Three as well. Catch us every week. Please make sure you tune in. iTunes, iHeart, Spreaker, Stitcher, Facebook page, the website. Listen. Just come find us.
Just want to say thanks for having me. And it was fun to do Thursday. Yeah, everybody check out Monday's Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. These fine gentlemen join me every week. It's always a blast. Thank you so much for having me on Thursday.
Hey, no problem. And it's at 6:30 on Monday, so tune in. 6:30, you 6:30.
I'm the host. I'm always late.
Yeah, thank you for being here today. late Jeffrey. I've got a couple. Kevin Garnett, of course, retired after 20 more seasons. Austin Safarian Jenkins was released by the Bucks after a DUI arrest, but he signed with the Jets this week. Shane Vereen is on IR for the Jets, or the Giants, excuse me. D'Angelo Hall tore his ACL, season is done.
Career is done, but he's had a hell of a run. Yep. Way to go, D'Angelo.
Chargers' Manti Te'o tore his Achilles out for the rest of the season.
Mr. Catfish himself.
Yep. 10-time All-Star Paul Pierce to retire at the end of the season. The truth, one more season, man.
He wants to help the Clippers at least get to the finals. Man.
I hope they get there.
That's
really
the bust in his heart.
I hope they get there. Jose Fernandez, we talked about a little bit, died at age 24 after a boat accident in Florida. Rest in peace, young man. Hate to see it.
Enjoy your life, but treat it with the preciousness it deserves.
Absolutely. 87-year-old owner Palmer passed away, 7-time major champion, won 62 career majors, PGA Tour events, excuse me.
Shoot, I had me a light and light tea lemonade the other day.
Did you?
I got an Arnold Palmer can sitting in my fridge right now.
I'm going to have to get one.
Go get them.
Buy his stock. If you haven't, you better buy his stock right now because I'm sure it went through the roof. Nats catcher Wilson Ramos out for the rest of the year with a torn ACL. That's huge for the Nats.
That's hurt. That's painful.
Corey of the Redskins on IR with calf injury. I'm not pronouncing his name.
And Josh Dotson might be joining him soon.
Lyle Collins is put on IR. He won't be back until after week 11. So injuries for the Cowboys.
He needs to go ahead and have the surgery, man. They're telling him to go have the surgery. You're a big fella. You need to go get it done and get that rehabilitation started.
Panthers rookie defensive tackle Vernon Butler is out 2 to 3 weeks with injury. Mets Steven Matz is on season-ending IR. And lastly, J.J. Watt was put on IR this week.
That sucks. That really sucks.
Yeah, he's probably done for the year.
He came back too fast, man.
Yeah.
You can't just rush back from back surgery. Tiger, you see what's going on with Tiger?
A back is nothing to play with,
man.
At
all. Yeah.
He rushed back, and there were some doubts. People were questioning if he'll be back again with that back injury.
You saw what happened to Larry Bird. One back injury in his career. Yeah. He went from one of the best of all time to, I can't even get on the floor.
Yep.
Steve Nash, same way.
Yeah.
Y'all got anything else?
Always. Sports is life. Side piece.
Good day.
And you can catch us everywhere. Everybody stick around. We got another show coming up called Wrestling of Attitude. Have
a
great day.
Please.